Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Transformation Secrets. Luke Rangel here. So last Sunday, I asked a bunch of people, what do you need help with? And in today's episode, I'm going to be answering one of those questions.
Have you ever said to yourself, I know what to do, so why don't I do it? My name is Luke Rangel, and you are not alone. In fact, the gap of knowing and doing is the largest gap the human race faces. So how do we get to the other side? Well, it's not by joining program after program telling us the same things we already know. The way we go from knowing to doing comes from within, and this podcast will show you how to do that. Welcome to Transformation Secrets, and after this episode, don't forget to subscribe and grab some free bonus content over at TransformationSecretsPodcast.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Transformation Secrets. First, if you have not yet done so and you're watching this pretty recently of me airing it, I am in the contest of Mr. Health and Fitness, and it would mean the world to me if you go in and vote. And even if you already voted, these are daily votes, so every 24 hours you could cast a vote. To simply do this, just go to TransformationSecretsPodcast.com. Again, that's TransformationSecretsPodcast.com. Or if you follow me on Instagram, Luke A. Rangel, you could just click the link in my bio. And if you do vote, go ahead and take a screenshot and tag me on my Instagram, and I could go ahead and share it. And my hope for this is just to, the more that I can get out there, the more people I can help. And that's always my goal. If I could help more people, that makes me a happy person. All right. So again, if you guys follow me, if you're part of my texting community group, if you're part of my email list, or if you're part of the Facebook group that I have all for free, you saw me post last Sunday just asking for people, like, what questions do you have? What can I help you out with? Because again, my whole goal is to give away as much free information as possible, even more so than what most people make you pay. So if I could help you out for free, that is my goal. So I ask questions, and thank you for every single person. I got hundreds of questions, actually, and it was an amazing response. So I have all of those questions in my notes, and I'm just going to tackle one by one as we go through. And the first one that I got says, how can I eat to lose weight? So this lady, she's been working out for years. She says, how can I eat to lose weight? I already eat healthy, and I've been working out 5 days a week. And it's 100% true. I don't personally train her, but she does come inside of our gym, and I see her working out, and she works out hard all the time, 5 days a week. And I know she probably eats as healthy as she could. And first of all, like, to answer this, I know exactly how this feels. Myself, for those of you that don't know my story, at age 20 is when I started to kind of get serious. And I'm saying serious with air quotes with my fingers, because at age 20, I was like, all right, this is the time that I'm going to change. I'm going to get abs. I'm going to look good. I'm going to get so many girls, whatever it may be, right? Whatever a 20-year-old male wishes to accomplish. And so what I did is I worked out 5-6 days a week. I ate as healthy as I could. And I was consistent. I worked out hard. I was disciplined. I was determined. Like, if you saw me exercising, you would not say, like, that guy's lazy. You wouldn't say anything. And I did this for 5 years straight. And I promise you, I did not miss a workout. Like, I remember I got all four wisdom teeth out. And of course, they tell you to not work out. I was working out the next day, which was probably super stupid, but I turned out okay. And like, I love to work out. There was no problem with that. There's no problem with motivation or anything. And I worked out hard for 5 years and as healthy as I could, only to look the exact same year after year. And so I was frustrated. I was confused. I didn't know what to do. And so I had two choices. One, quit, blame it on my genetics, say, you know what, I gave it a good shot. It's just not, like, it's not possible for me. Or two, try something different. And luckily, and as you could probably guess, I tried something different, which is why I'm able to share this insight for you on how you could change and how you could eat healthy to lose weight. And so what I personally did is, again, I was at this point in my life, I was age 25 now, broke college student, broke college dropout. And so I didn't have money to pay for a mentor. So what I did is I bought a book, and I got bought ebooks for like $7 and $20 here and there to learn as much as I could. And from those mentors that I got from books, I changed just a few things that I'm about to cover for you. And within 3 months, I dropped 10% body fat. And I got abs for the first time in my life. And only 3 months. And that is no joke. Like, everybody thought I was doing Photoshop. Everyone thought I was on steroids, like all this stuff, because it happened so quickly, right? But what they didn't see is I had 5 years of failure before that 3 months actually came into fruition. And again, the only way I got those 3 months is because I changed these five things I'm about to cover with you right now. All right. So if you got a pen and paper, go ahead and pull that out. Pull out your notes on your phone, or just rewatch this episode, re-listen to it, so that you could get these 5 points. And these are very super basic points. I'm not going to go super in depth, like with macronutrients or anything like that, because if you're just starting out and your goal is just to lose weight and feel good, you don't need to go in depth with that. You don't need to cut calories. You don't need to cut your carbs. You don't need to do anything like that. All right. So step number one, the first thing that I personally did that I wasn't doing before is I started eating breakfast. The purpose of eating breakfast is it starts your metabolism, right? It spikes that insulin, it gets everything running. The worst thing you could do, in my personal opinion, is not eat for an extended period of time and do a bunch of physical activity, like working and even using your brain, all that stuff, because our body needs nutrients to burn fuel. And if it doesn't get it from food, it's going to pull away from the muscle, and it's going to store fat and create fat so that it doesn't die on you, right? And so first thing I did is eat breakfast within 30 minutes of waking up. Now you may say, Luke, well, I'm not hungry when I first wake up. And the reason you are not hungry is because you trained yourself not to be hungry. The reason you're not hungry is because you trained yourself not to be hungry. I've been a professional, I'll say, trainer for 10 years now. Every single time my clients start eating breakfast and start eating consistently, they're not hungry, but they force in the beginning. 2, 3 weeks later, they're waking up starving. And it's because their metabolism is moving faster because now they're training their body the proper way. So step number one, the first thing I changed was I started eating breakfast within 30 minutes of waking up. The second thing I started doing is after I ate breakfast, I continued to eat every 2 to 3 hours. So again, the reason I did this is to keep my metabolism going like a wavelength. So like if you think of waves, it goes up and down, up and down, up and down. That's what you want your metabolism to do. What happens is, so like if you eat breakfast, your insulin, everything, it spikes up, and then 2 to 3 hours it drops down. And then if you don't eat, what happens is your metabolism stays down there until you eat again. So some of you out there, yeah, you may be eating healthy, you may eat breakfast, but then your next time you eat is like 6 to 8 hours later. You may only be eating one or two meals a day. So the majority of the day, your metabolism is super low. And so when you do eat, your body can't metabolize it the way it's supposed to. It's really just holding on to everything to store fat because it doesn't know when you're going to eat again. All right. So step number one is I ate breakfast within 30 minutes of waking up. Step two is I started eating every 2 to 3 hours after I started eating breakfast. Number three is protein. This was the biggest thing that I had to learn. I was eating healthy, but I wasn't getting enough protein to create the lean muscle mass to lose the fat, to build the muscle that I wanted to build. And for me, for my personal goals, I had to eat about 25 to 35 grams of protein every single time I ate. So that means I ate 25 to 35 grams of protein during my breakfast, during my snacks, during my lunch, and during my dinner. All right. So, and by doing that, again, what happens when we eat more protein is protein is the hardest macronutrient for our body to digest. All right. So just by eating protein, your body has to work harder to digest it, meaning you're going to burn more calories by eating protein. The biggest myth out there, especially in the female world, is they think by having a lot of protein or a good amount of protein, is you're going to get fat or you're going to build muscle. Or people are scared to have a protein shake on days they don't work out. All protein is like a piece of chicken. Will you eat a piece of chicken if you don't work out? Yes, of course. So a protein shake is just a supplement when you can't get that real food. All right. So make sure you get enough protein for your body, and just kind of an average number out there for females, usually about on average about 100 grams a day is good. For guys, 140 to 180. It all depends on your height, age, weight, all that stuff, but those are good kind of basic numbers to get going. All right. So again, to restate, number one, eat breakfast within 30 minutes of waking up. Number two, after you eat breakfast, continue to eat every 2 to 3 hours. Number three, when you do eat, make sure you have that protein source every single time. Number four is drink water. Now, I'm not going to go in depth. You could Google benefits of water. I'm sure everybody knows it by now that we need to be drinking water, but try to drink at least a gallon of water a day. If you can't get a gallon in yet, then make sure you get the minimum, which is half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, get at least 100 ounces of water in every single day, and that will get you started and get you going to where you need to be. All right, and then just slowly increase it. And again, that's the minimum that you should be drinking. And so everything you do that dehydrates you, you should add another glass of water. Things that dehydrate you is a workout. You lose water when you work out, so you should have a glass of water after that. Drinking coffee and teas, those dehydrate you, so you should have another glass of water, and so on and so forth. All right. So make sure you get your water intake in. That's number four. Number five is sleep. All right. Just sleep. You should be getting 8 hours of sleep every single day, minimum six. Now, again, I was in my early 20s. I was partying, even though I thought I was eating healthy, I was still partying. I wasn't getting the proper amount of sleep. Our body loses the most weight, burns the most calories, gets the rest it needs during sleep. And you may saying, may thinking you don't have time to get 8 hours of sleep. I promise you, I thought the same thing, and yes, you do. I used to stay up so late trying to get a bunch of work done, doing all this stuff, or wake up extremely early trying to get even more work done. But what happened is I ended up just being so tired that I wasn't as focused on my work. And then what I did is I started forcing myself to go to bed early, getting my 7, 8 hours of sleep every night, waking up. I'm so much more refreshed that I actually get more work done in less time. And so if you think of it that way and be more refreshed, you will lose weight a lot faster. Another example, again, not only myself, but with clients like Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday, their weight will kind of stay the same. And then if they just have a Monday through Friday job, what happens Saturday, Sunday, they actually start losing weight. It's not because they did anything different other than they actually slept in and they got more sleep and their body did what it needed to do, got the rest it needed, and got rid of the extra weight that their body was holding on to. All right. So again, just steps 1 through 5, make sure you eat breakfast within 30 minutes of waking up. Make sure you After breakfast, continue to eat every 2 to 3 hours. Number three is protein every single time. Make sure you eat protein. Number four is water. Make sure you get water. Number five, make sure you get aim for 8 hours of sleep every single night. Now you may be asking, like, what can I eat? What kind of food should I eat? My answer to you right now, because I'm not going to go over it, I like to keep these short, straight to the point, is Google it. But there will be another podcast or video that I will do in the future that will show you exactly the foods that I eat, or you can just follow me on on Instagram, Luke A. Rangel. Or I probably even have it for free on transformationsecretspodcast.com as well. All right, guys. So action steps. Just if you're brand new and you don't know where to start, start at step one. Start at eating breakfast. All right. Just start doing that and you'll lose 5 pounds. Once you get be consistent at that, go to step two, then go to step three, then step four. Don't feel like you need to do everything at once. All that matters is you're better tomorrow than you are today. All right. So again, if you found this valuable and you have not yet gone and voted for me, please go to transformationsecretspodcast.com, cast a vote for me. It would mean the world to me. The more people I could reach means the more I could be of value and of service to you guys. All right. And always remember, you're only one decision. Sorry, you're only, what is it? One decision away.
Hey, what's up, everybody? If you found this information valuable, then you will absolutely love my texting community. You can ask me questions anytime you want, plus I'll give you free content each week that nobody else gets. To subscribe, all you have to do is send me a text to 626-602-7151. Again, that is 626-602-7151. I'll be looking forward to your text, and don't forget to subscribe and share this content so we could reach millions around the world. And always remember, you are only one decision away from changing your life.